Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, I noticed a flurry of QSL card designs come across my screen, and it sparked me into action on actually creating such a card for myself. I've previously talked about what I think of the current offerings in terms of validating contacts, but having a QSL card design is step one of confirming a contact. Well, technically step two, since you have to make the contact first. I'm intending to use SVG as the design platform, since it's a text file that describes an image, so I can use my favourite command line tools like grep, sed, cut and awk to replace parts of the file, so I can make a personal card for every contact, but that's a story for another day. Accompanying the rush of new card designs was an intriguing hashtag, #HamChallenge. Looking into this further, I discovered a project by Fabian Delta Juliet 5 Charlie Whiskey, with an accompanying website, hamchallenge.org. When you go there, and you should, you'll discover 52 challenges with varying levels of difficulty that you can use as inspiration to do something with your hobby. The usual suspects are there, things like week 42, receive an SSTV image, or week 50, receive an APRS message or beacon. Then there are those like week 38, make a contact on Morse code, and week 19, simulate an antenna. It goes well beyond those essential skills into important stuff, like week 14, implement and describe a backup solution for your ham radio log, and week 24, make a contribution to an open source ham radio software package. Not all challenges require an amateur license either. For example, week 32, listen to a broadcast station from another country, is open to anyone with a sense of wonder. The difficulty level is included in a challenge, so week 17, which VHF or UHF repeater is closest to you, is marked as easy, where week 3, work another continent on 80 metres or 160 metres, is marked as hard. There's also helpful information about a challenge. For example, week 6, take part in a contest, includes a link to the contestcalendar.com website, where you'll find most, if not all, amateur radio contests. Of course, this is your hobby, and it's not up to me to tell you what to do, but I have to say that the items in this list are exciting. They speak to me, and I have to say that I'll be taking inspiration from this list, and I recommend that you do too. Not all of the challenges will be something new to everyone. I've already built an antenna, participated in a contest, worked a 10-meter FM repeater, and several other things on this list. But if I'm going to make a Morse code contact, I'm sure going to have to find some time to actually, you know, learn Morse. I know this will come as music to the ears of several of my amateur friends. There will be challenges that speak to you more than others. Week 21, create a GNU radio flow graph, is right up my alley, but that might not be the case for you. If you feel inspired, week 47 encourages you to submit an idea for the ham challenge next year. So, thank you to Fabian for the efforts and many amateurs who have already contributed to this adventure. What a beauty. I'm off to finish my QSL card. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo, 6 Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.